1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Washington, alongside Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, President Biden announcing that more than 20 countries plus the European Union are pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
This compact brings all those countries together in a unified, coordinated, and comprehensive architecture to support Ukraine, not just for now, but for years in the future.
President Biden this evening to hold his first solo news conference this year. It may be a key moment for the president trying to prove his viability and vitality to voters. Former President Trump asking a New York judge to dismiss his criminal hush money case. He says the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity makes much of the evidence and testimony off limits. A heightened wildfire risk in the West as a heat wave dries the landscape. Four out of every five stocks on the S&P 500 climbed today after a new government report showing inflation easing. The Dow was up 32 points. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media's internal investigation finds decisions were made about host Earl Ingram's interview with President Biden last week that won't happen again. CEO Sage Wild confirms that questions asked were provided by the White House and that Civic Media producers made two edits requested by the president's people. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of state assembly and state Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races and battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A large police presence on Taco Street in Menasha responded to a weapons complaint at an apartment complex. Officers from Menasha, Fox Crossing, and Nina, as well as Winnebago County deputies, all responded. They determined it was a swatting incident and the complaint was unfounded. Menasha police said in a release that fake calls like this are time-consuming and tie up many emergency resources. In Greenville, there's a crosswalk across Highway 15 and Hyacinth Lane that's been the subject of a lot of discussion after a pedestrian was hit there. The corner sports baseball fields on one side and a very popular ice cream shop on the other, spurring a lot of pedestrian traffic. Greenville officials say the DOT says a pedestrian tunnel or bridge at the intersection isn't feasible, but maybe flashing signage is. Whatever the solution, the DOT says it will be at the expense of the village. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates today 1-0 at a matinee at American Family Field, 36,000 fans. Pittsburgh with one of the hottest young pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeens, just 22 years old, out of Fullerton, California, already headed to the All-Star game next week. That's Major League Baseball history. 1 year into the league, pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Christian Yelich, headed to the All-Star game himself next week, went 0-for-4 today and talked about facing Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly. Guys have velo in the major leagues, but, you know, just being able to pitch and kind of just throw anything at any time, it keeps you off balance. And, you know, I think we could have done a better job of getting him out of the game sooner. I think we let him off the hook with some at-bats there at the end where if we extended them, kind of realized what was happening, you know, we could have bought ourselves an extra inning or two.
It's the first series the Brewers have lost at home since April. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Mark Houston will join us from Bell and Sports Medicine for his weekly segment.
Then we feature the music of the Chocolatiers in our live music segment, brought to you by Heights Pub and Parlor.
Join us,
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Well, sorta. It's Tim and Jess. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci will be here. Got a little bit of a holdup, though. But we will look forward to him joining the show. But Jess, you know, you're here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a long day at the studio, but, you know, good stuff. Yeah, How are you?
I am okay. I know, you know the behind the scenes of what happened to me today, and we'll share a little bit of that today. Truly, the educated educator got educated today in a way that I know some people are going to be like, really? Yes, me. And we're going to talk about that. But it is, you know, again, Thursday night, Busted Pencils. Great show last night with Educators Amplified in the house, you know, enjoying the conversation, particularly around what does it mean to socially just teach, not just teach, but socially justice teaching, and the beautifully critical, critically beautiful term that we coined last night just seemed to kind of resonate and come across there too. So, hey, you know what though? One of the best things I love all the time though, Jess, about Busted Pencils, it's because we're sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company.
Yeah, we are.
They sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Not only their beer, but their swag, their t-shirts, their coffee mugs, their coffee, their wine,
seltzers. And all
seltzers. And if you're like me, yeah, you kind of like that stuff too, a little bit more. You know, I'm not saying I used to be, people are like, Tim, you used to drink beer. I'm like, I did. I liked it a lot at some points. But now I know that right now I prefer the seltzer waters and things like that. But nothing better to me than a really good kind of porterish stout dark beer. I still like to just occasionally go, you know what? If I'm going to have a real beer, I want it to be a nice, hearty porter. Or a stout or a brown ale, something like that. I've always been like that. I know college fraternity brothers are always like, you know, at that time I was, Guinness was essentially the choice at the time if you wanted a beer. I know. Well, but I mean, you either had yellow beer or Guinness.
Well,
you know, there wasn't all this swag boutique type of beer like there is today when I was in college, but I, you know, drank the Guinness and like that, and I'd always get made fun of by my fraternity brothers. Now to this day, occasionally on the Facebook fraternity page, it's like, Schleck, you still drink it? I'm like, well, nah, just seltzer waters. Boy, talk about a divergence though. Jess, lots going on today.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing, you know, some conversations. Not sure how much we'll dig into that, but You know, we did talk about the horrible, dismal, really bad, no good day President Biden had at the debate a couple weeks ago. You know, and I kind of really laid into it saying, like, during those moments, I was texting back and forth to Johnny going, like, this is bad. This is really, really bad. You know, and it made me start having a more anxiety than I typically carry around, which is a lot most of the time. And thinking, like, this is bad because we're going to lose if the dude who's talking tonight is the dude who's running against. And I know people are like, he's running against somebody who's so ridiculously awful. Poop could win. Right. In fact, I heard. Right. And it's like,
yeah, it's distressing how bad it was that as you're watching, you're going, can he win? Can Biden win against Trump? It's like an empty bag should be able to win against Trump, because at least an empty bag you can do something with. You can fill it.
You can fill it, or it won't do anything harmful.
I mean, unless it gets wrapped around your head.
Paper. But yeah, it's like, how could this be happening? And so now over the 2 weeks it has happened, there's been speculation, there's been push, there's been efforts, there's been all kinds of things. And, you know, yesterday we said with the op-ed by George Clooney, and people are like, well, what's a Hollywood guy supposed to have to do with this? Well, he kind of raises big, big buku bucks. In fact, 2 weeks ago, the last fundraising event, $30 million was raised by George Clooney's organization, the most ever raised at a Democratic fundraiser. So when people are like, how dare this Hollywood guy enter into the politics frame? Well, he is a Hollywood guy, and, you know, he's kind of carries that around. He's a good looking dude, too. But he carries a lot of sway in the Democratic Party. And so that came out yesterday. And then our own Earl Ingram, though, right after that event, got the opportunity, and civic media did, to interview President Biden.
The Biden campaign reached out to Earl.
Yeah, the Biden campaign reached out to Earl. And that interview ran on July 4th.
Yes,
great day, right? You know, and
fun
now
fact,
there's a
Tim Slecker. I was sitting in the room during that interview.
And I was going to say, I'm like, Jess, you were right there when it was happening and doing the part there watching it.
So, I was sitting in this chair in this room.
it was a good interview. We heard about it, but there's been now a little bit of, I don't know, kerfuffle, fallout, confusion.
Kerfuffle is the word I would use.
Yeah. Okay. You like that word?
I do.
Because the appearance also, President Biden gave a local station in Philadelphia the same opportunity that civic media was given, like Earl. And it came out that, well, the president's campaign, the organization sent the questions to the interviewers to suggest questions that President Biden would like to answer.
Right. A list of acceptable questions to the Biden administration, Biden campaign, was sent to Earl and to the radio host in Pennsylvania. And from that list, the hosts chose what questions they wanted to ask.
Right. And they did. But, you know, there was a fallout now. How dare journalists not be allowed to ask their own questions? It's a violation of some kind of journalistic integrity, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the host from the Philadelphia show resigns and steps down, kind of talks about, you know, well, she shouldn't have done that is kind of the insinuation that came out. You know, she should have never agreed to those questions. We've talked about that, going like, whenever you interview anybody important, suggested questions, possibilities, it always happens. In fact, when people interview me, and you're thinking, going like, well, who the heck would want to interview you? Certain times, certain people want to interview me. I send suggested questions to kind of help the interview going. That's not unheard of.
No, and on this show, we frequently, you know, we behind the scenes, you guys, sometimes when we have guests on, we tell them in advance what we're going to ask.
We tell them in advance. In fact, we say we've got a guest coming up next week. And you and I today, Jess, we're working on the questions for
sure
her.
Did, yeah.
you know, because we're wanting her to be prepared, us to be prepared, so that it's an informative show so that people get this. It's, we're not playing gotcha. We're playing, we want to educate you. And so therefore the questions are chosen to provide the information about what we're trying to communicate at that point. It's not a gotcha whenever you're a guest. So if you're thinking like, boy, I'd like to be a guest on that show. Well, you should. 855-752-4842 is the number. You can call and talk about us. Ask if you want to be a guest. We'll even provide the questions for you so that you can go, wow, these guys, people really took great care of us. But now another little bump in the Earl story with, I guess, the show, which, again, it wasn't a live interview that aired. It was a recorded interview that was done the day before July 4th, mm-hmm. right, Jess?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there were two little spots that were, I guess you say, you know, kind of taken out of the.
They were edited out. It was
edited
about 15 seconds total.
Total of 15 seconds of the president, you know, saying, and this has been published now on the Civic Media site.
Yes,
it's been available for people to go out and make sure they can listen to it on their own. I've seen it now on CNN. You see that what was pulled out, in a sense, you know, people are like, well, where were they censoring what the president said? Was that a problem? You know, or did we really get the full story? And if you look at it again, a little bit of editing, and I know Civic Media says, you know, while we don't condone what happened and we wouldn't like to see that, we're still standing behind everybody because this was not an intent to make listeners unaware of things that the president said that needed to be shielded. You can see very clearly what he said. And I think about this too whenever I'm doing our show, you know, particularly when we do recorded sessions. In fact, Jess, you and I did a little bit of a recorded session yesterday, and I said, hey, cut that part out.
Yeah.
You know, because that didn't, it didn't
sound good. It didn't sound like you.
It didn't sound like me. It didn't sound like good radio. It didn't sound informative. And I was like, hey, let's cut that out. Now, should we make it available to everybody what we cut out of the show? I guess we could. I'm not afraid to hide anything, but again, for clarity. And so anybody who's listening to Civic Media and listening to Earl and seeing this out there, that's the best explanation of, you know, what happened. Guess what? Nothing, really, nothing to see here. You know, Earl Ingram.
Well, there is something to see here or listen to, and it's available for you in multiple formats.
Thank you, Jess, for catching me on that. There is something for you to see, nothing to be hidden here. But again, Earl Ingram, just an incredibly awesome person, man of the Milwaukee area, has been doing this type of work, making sure that, you know, local news, local coverage, local interest stories in the Milwaukee area are always being brought to every listener out there. So Civic Media.
Someone upset with us.
Uh-oh. Where did I miss that one?
In the comments.
Uh-oh, I got to get ready to go and say, see who's doing it. I know we're coming up there. Okay, we'll put it out there. There you go. Gary Oxenrider. Civic Media can never be believed again. They have lost all trust with the public. They will spin the web with untruths. Gary, wow. Hey, you can call in, Gary, and talk to us about it, 855-752-4842. Anybody else, too? We'll talk about it because, hey, unlike the song you hear going, we do want to talk about it. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, back after the break.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne.
Mino Sheen. What is she looking for?
Hey, you smell really good, yeah. Big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
If you're on the video, you can see me dancing, yeah. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842 is the number. Yeah, we're talking about President Biden, whether, you know, what should be done. Actually talking more very specifically about the interview that was done with Civic Media's Earl Ingram, who aired July 4th, and 15 seconds of the aired interview was edited out. It's now up and available. Everybody can hear it for themselves. They can read it. We say nothing to hide here at all. But, you know, we had Gary texting in, and then we got Ted texting in. Civic Media and the Biden staff, along with Earl Ingram, are done, period. This cannot happen in America. You Marxist PIGs, you can only get ahead of lies and deceit.
I'm sorry, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, Ted, whoa.
That's a little funny.
There's a lot going on in that text. But
Terry,
hey,
buddy,
you know,
it's out there for you. You can go listen to the whole thing, unedited.
Unedited, and you can go, okay, so what was edited out was...
Well, yeah, you can actually listen to just the part that was edited out if you want, too.
Yeah, so what was edited out was nothing. Nothing of some substance that would say, oh, that changes everything. And you know what changes everything? I mean, the reality here is that what does this change? Because I'm going to come at this and say, you know, when we're starting to make the analysis at this point as to whether President Biden should be in the race, you know, the what goes on here in this, I think we got to come back to the longer discussion about saying what happened at that debate and going to bring it back to going and say, you know, who has the best opportunity or the best positioning right now in the presidential election, and what's at stake is huge at this point. What's at stake? And so when people are kind of going along with saying, should the president step out of the way? I will put that I am in that camp that is going, whoa, something needs to happen. Got a couple callers on the line, though. Joanne, we love when you call from Madison. Joanne, what's happening in our friend?
Yes, thank you so much for covering this issue in such an appropriate way, well-set way. Two quick notes. I listened to your broadcasts on July 4th and July 5th, and they were brilliant, talking about how higher education works. I mean, a number of people don't know how it works, and to have it described as wonderfully as you did was a real benefit, and I've directed many people to them already because again we assume that everybody knows how higher education works. And the other point, though, is that all of this that you're describing, the big problem that Civic Media fell into, can be helped with policies. Now, I know I just listened to the head of Civic Media saying, yeah, they have more policy-oriented efforts now. You know, if the organization has a policy for integrity of interviews, and if you just hand it to the organization, to the individual who's being interviewed, or the organization that's doing it, in this case, the White House, indeed, that could be of help. So thank you again, and policies help, and I know that Civic Media will never run into this again because it's going to be armed with policy.
Absolutely. Man, Joanne, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for the good kudos, Johnny. Joanne really liked last week's shows, the fourth and fifth, when we did about higher education, said she has directed a ton of people. And I tell you, Joanne, too, Johnny and I actually had a meeting today that was an awesome meeting with the Association of College and University Educators, and really talking about how important that issue is. Again, better teaching in colleges, the movement. And that's what AQ is doing, is they've been at building this movement for 10 years at making college teaching great again. Johnny, welcome, my friend. So we're
I made it.
We're engaging. You got a little bit of a conversation. President Biden, should he be in? Should he be out? What happened with the Earl Ingram show and civic media, and a little bit of editing out. And we're talking about it. And
full transparency for the listener, just because I golfed my all-time high. I would have bailed. But I had afternoon tea time because I had an unusual morning doctor's appointment. Everything's good, but I'm like biohuman.
Got
my heart monitored up to this week. They're taking data on me. You know, you can't get out of it. But no, I golfed an all-time high. And so I texted Tim and Jess and said, I'm probably going to fold in a little late to the show tonight. But I was listening.
Okay.
And so for folks out there, that Civic Media app, I'll tell you what, smart speaker on the golf cart. Golfing with a whole bunch of teachers, and it's summertime. So us educators, we get out, we're out in the sun enjoying a personal high today. Woo. Finally broke under 90 for 18 holes. You know, okay. That's not great for listeners out there. They're like, come on, Johnny, you better than that.
But you're talking about your personal high. I was getting a little bit confused because I'm like, a high golf game typically is not what you're shooting for.
But yeah, it's pretty high. If you're in my league, like, it's not a league, but if you're in my ballpark for skill, if I'm golfing in the 90, low 90s or 80s, I'm pretty happy, man.
You're hitting that ball, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm crushing it out there. Well, that's not my problem. Short game's my problem, Tim. Listening, and what a conversation. And I agree with Joanne. We're excited because we're talking about education at all levels. So those shows are fun to do when we get to talk about what it's like to teach college as well as talking about K-12. Those two go hand in hand, but they're different beasts sometimes. And so it often gets under discussed how, difficult it is to be a good instructor in college. Like, you're already the expert on your content area, but becoming an expert also in teaching your content area and just in adult learners or young adult learners or life learners, it's a huge thing. So
yeah, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. I know we got another caller, Tim from Wales. Hey, Tim, we're going to hold you on unless you want. No, let's go. Tim, what's happening, Tim?
I can hold.
Hey, okay, Tim, let's hold you on until the break, Jess. Let's hold him back. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Do want to say Jameson texts us in from Pennsylvania. Wanting to link this all to education somehow. If talking to students, we're talking about Biden, we're talking about the civic media, we're talking about this, the decline, what journalism. We don't know if Biden is declined. HIPAA prevents us, even if we should feel we know, the same for Trump. But this is the law, and it's correct. To students, I would say that we do our best to be informed with what we know. We all make mistakes with the best interests in mind. Learning is what moves us forward, per Earl. The journalistic integrity is important. However, we do make mistakes, and we all learn from it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Tim from Wales, when we get back, we're going to talk to him. And you can join, too, 855-752-4842. Hey, we're talking about it. We want to talk about it because that's what we do on Busted Pencils all the time. Busted Pencils, back after the break.
Hold your hand if you hold mine. The time that we kill keeps us alive.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is in talks to merge with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. The two systems have tried to merge with other companies unsuccessfully. Marshfield was in talks to merge with Minnesota-based Essentia Health last year. Older Wisconsin voters prefer Donald Trump in the latest poll. The AARP survey has Trump ahead of President Biden 48% to 41% among voters 50 and older. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block.
Social Security and the economy are top issues for older voters. The poll was taken after the presidential debate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will offer up to $2 million in grants to communities affected by campus closures. Two Northeast Wisconsin communities may be interested in applying. In-person classes at UW-Oshkosh and Fond du Lac officially ended in May. And UWO Fox Cities in Menasha is closing at the end of the next school year. Four other two-year campuses around the state are closed or have announced closures. About 20,000 people will take to the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh for Life Fest this weekend. Amy Albright with Discover Oshkosh says the event is family-friendly and alcohol-free.
They have an amazing lineup, six different stages going on. So there's music happening all day Thursday, all day Friday, and all day Saturday. You can buy a three-day pass, or you can just come for a day.
Life Fest is the largest Christian music festival in the nation. It starts today and runs through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 2024's summer blockbuster movie season has finally arrived, but studios are already looking two summers into the future. Shrek 5 is officially in development, according to Variety. The entertainment rag reports that Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz will all return and lend their voices. DreamWorks says the film will hit theaters July 1st of 2026. The Hawktua girl, a.k.a. Haley Welch, has trademarked the phrase Hawktua. The hawk part is kind of gross and could have been corrected if Haley had spent $8 on a neti pot. Nevertheless, according to TMZ, rumors are swirling that the Queen of Foreplay is in talks to develop her own reality show. TV producers have taken an interest in Welch after her appearances on several podcasts and learned that spittle is not the only thing that comes out of her mouth. Using her words, she comes across as pretty dang likable. With her newfound fame and bedroom talents, you can be sure there will be a long line of suitors wanting to be Mr. Hawktua Girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week. It's 82 right now.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area in hour number two, the executive director of Gathering Waters and Land Trust Days. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We'll be right back.
Ah, there it is. Busted Pencil is fully led at Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. Little black flag. Rise above. That's what we do here all the time. We rise above all of it. We've got a call, though. Tim, we really appreciate you hanging on over the break. Tim from Wales. What's happening, Tim?
Hey, guys. Great show again.
Thank you.
With the interview, I still think it was more of a script because, you know, they had 8 questions and the lady had 4 questions to pick from and what was ever left over, Earl had. And then on top of it, they, you know, in theory, edited the interview. So I don't think it was really as an interview as much as it was a put-together script.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, one of the things the president's team wanted a message conveyed, you know, and we're sitting there. We've talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the show, you know, whether, you know, is it a journalistic kind of, you know, I think we look at more at this and say, like, what George Stephanopoulos did there as a media held the president accountable on a live show. But, yeah, I don't know. There's so much going on here. I'd like to say, though, from I've got another text coming in. Thank you to Civic Media for your apology and for taking accountability for making a mistake. Thank you as well for taking the steps to correct that mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. Thank you for having the integrity and the willingness to learn, apologize, and grow. You know, and I think that's the best we can offer right there because, again, full transparency. If you want to hear what was edited out, it's there. Check it out. Civic Media website. You can see it. You want to read what was edited out, right, Jess? It's all right there for them.
Yep, and it'll be in the podcast.
Well, and there you go.
Yep,
so I don't know.
I mean, that's great, Tim. I mean, when you think about it, it's a wonderful thing. When information is important, and we talk about this all the time, that we unfortunately are living in a moment where information is really kind of sus, you know, like we have to really disaggregate, like really be specific about misinformation and disinformation. The disinformation is intentionally, you know, digging in and standing by. Nope, we said what we said. Misinformation is when you say, hey, we got it wrong. Let's correct it. Let's put it out there. Editing happens all the time. The transparency and the core values of Civic Media stand up, man. Proud to be a member of Civic Media. Proud to be here always, but especially on a day like today when there's a release like there is, it says, hey, you know what? There was some editing per request of the President of the United States. It's not like you say, no, sorry. You know, they edited it a bit. It didn't cut out core content, but it cut out content, right? And so people should be able to see that. They see it. It's there. You know, I like that kind of transparency.
Absolutely.
Editing happens all the time. But when you have receipts for your edits and you can open the books, that's democracy, man. Those are core values, a commitment to truth, a commitment to transparency, and a humility. Remember, we were talking this week, Tim, about a kind of education. Jesse Agopian shared social justice education. We're committed to it. We talked last night with Joanne and Hallie about the importance of like the whole child and do you really care about children and education? And we talk about that. I brought it up that it takes patience, commitment, and humility. And so, wow, I'm proud to be a member of Civic Media on a day where they're modeling patience, humility, and commitment to all those things. So big ups to Earl for doing that interview, for being a stalwart representative of the Milwaukee community and the Wisconsin, you know, voters and civic people of Wisconsin, but then big, big Civic Media ups for saying, hey, yep, there was some edits. Here they are. Take a look at them for everybody to see. Now let's go.
What?
Well, there it is. As true as the bell rings, right? It's our daily segment, Democracy in Action. I think producer Jess knows. Man, that was it. That's it. Democracy in Action. Because every democracy in action is actually based in everyday examples of modeling core democratic values. You want to know what a core democratic value is that I think producer Jess picked up in that? Truth. We shouldn't lie to citizens. We should never lie to citizens. And you know what we did today at Civic Media? I'll say we, yep, because we're standing together. Solidarity is a real thing. We said, no lies here. Full transparency. Here's all the things that was said. You want to see it? You see, it's insignificant to the major content. But, you know, for some reason or another, the Biden people said, hey, we'd rather not have this piece be part of it. It's got cut. Well, civic media says, well, here it is. Take a look at it. So democracy in action goes to civic media.
There you go.
Being transparent and upholding truth. Thank you. Right
there it is.
Big difference between misinformation and disinformation. Sometimes we get it wrong. And just I don't even think civic media got it wrong. I'll just say my
personal right. Point. They did not.
But what's beautiful is when you have the humility, right? And the openness to say, whether you think we might have got it wrong, you can. You have liberty to think that. But here, take a look at it. Think and decide for yourself. That's critical thinking, Tim.
It's critical thinking. And the one thing, too, that's coming across, none of this is coming about in the way to kind of create this sense of going, the President Biden's fine. He's great. He's awesome. I mean, if anybody's listened to any of the shows, and, you know, listening to me particularly, it's like, look, I want him to step down. I don't want, so there's nothing we're going to do on this show to prop up President Biden to try to kind of dissuade from what happened at that debate. You know, Johnny and I will talk about it. We'll share different opinions on it. But for me, I saw that debate as devastating, and really it unraveled for me the possibility of going, this person who's a great man, who's a good man, who's done things. But at this point, you know, listening to one of the comedians that I really like, you know, Pawpaw needs to step down at this point, because that's what it is. You got to do it because, you know, as somebody said, it's time to take the keys away and all kinds of other things. I know we're kind of leaning into this.
Yeah. And I you know, it's unfortunate. And you know what? I'll come back around to this. This to me is due to procrastination. Mm. Right. And this is like, I'm frustrated, and I know a lot of people are, but I'll just share personally. My frustration is less around where we're at now and more around why we're where we're at now.
Yes.
It's like, man, I really thought, and again, you know, fool me twice, but the first time I voted, I was like, this is good. I'm going with this. Not my first pick. Like, I really liked some other candidates in Democratic primary last go around, but I said, you know what? I like where we're going. We're going to win this election. We won the election. I thought, you know what? Joe said it. President Joe said, I just need to get us here. And I thought, perfect. So got us here. Now let's get going. And I really believed there would be a transition during his term. Like, not before the end of it, but I really believed there'd be a transition in turn. And so, you know, that didn't happen. And that's why we're here.
Yeah.
I would say a large number of us were comfortable with the plan.
Mm-hmm. But
because we are like, okay, I think we know the plan. We're making way for new. And I don't mean new. I don't necessarily have an ageist stance on this. I don't mean necessarily younger, just a little bit of a different representation. You know, I think we're long overdue for a woman. I think we're long overdue for a progressive. I think we're long overdue for a better representation of the mass of this country.
That's the part there too. When you talk about it, okay, you know, both of these candidates just do not have any ability to speak for, and Johnny, I'm going to say, my son, he's 24 years old. He's got lots going on that he's passionate about. And he's like, Dad, what they talk about, and we've talked about this too, when the turtle had his issues, Mitch McConnell, you know, it's like, wait a minute. The problem isn't, you know, well, yeah, it's ageism, they're old. It's like, but they're not representing the views of the people that they represent, because you look at the age of all of these politicians across the board, they are skewed to, you know, 70 and older. And then you've got a voting public that's below the age of 40 and going, what can these old geezers have to say that represents? Well, they're just out of touch. And then, though, when you start to see these moments that we saw on the debate, it's like, whoa, not only are they not in touch, but man, it might feel like maybe they're not really bringing their A game. And boy, when it comes to being the president of the United States, having an A game is absolutely a requirement. You got to be bringing the A game. And we're not seeing the A game. You know, we're seeing maybe a C plus every so often, with a little bit of help, maybe a B minus. But no. Not for the president of the United States. A game is what's absolutely required.
There was something that you just said, Tim, if I can jump in here.
Yeah, Jess.
In Biden's interview, one of the things that he talks about on civic media is that he wanted his administration to look like the people it represented. And something that's so shocking to me is you look at our Congress, you look at the people who are representing us, and the biggest thing that they aren't representing is the age.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jess, for pointing. Yeah, you know, you want to look, and yeah, it gets down into, you know, are we talking about ethnic diversities and all that? And yes, the president has been great in that realm. But yeah, Johnny, think about this. And here we go back to educators. Are you considering all ages and the differences in their needs and their wants and their desires and their passions and their futures? Because their futures, you know, a lot longer that they're thinking about. And so you think, but you know, I know, and it sounds ageist, and I hate that because Jess knows before the show, I was kind of rambling on a little bit about my own fear about my own age, but we'll get back. Johnny, jump in there.
Well, man, and I'll say, here's a little reality check I had this week. My daughter's almost 14 years old. She said, I get to vote in the next election.
Wow.
And so she was like, look at what my age group is seeing on TikTok. Look at what my age group is saying about both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Like, look at both these. It's complete low moment in American politics. And the next wave of voters is absolutely, it is completely transparent to them that neither party represents their interests at all. And anyway, there's not even like an effort to reach them other than complete that they're like, look at this. There's edit after edit of, you know, basically making fun or light of the situation. Now, I'm a little worried about that because this is a really important election. But I'm also thinking to myself, wow, it like both parties, like really, I know we're really talking about Biden here, but whether you're Republican or you're Democratic right now, whether you're Republican or you're Democrat, right, your party is not necessarily representing you. And that's a huge problem.
That's a problem, right? In a republic.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Jess. Geez, Johnny. I mean, everyone putting it out there.
I mean, we come around to this, and we'll especially hit it tomorrow, Tim, because we'll talk about, you know, 20 lessons from the 21st century on tyranny, right? But one of the things we're gonna, I said it right.
You said it right, man.
Flexing it in the shower. Tyranny. But, you know, we have 20 lessons from the 21st century from Timothy Snyder on tyranny. And one of those is to stand out and be that example. And that is absolutely what both parties need. You'll rarely hear me speak to both parties. Both parties need people to stand out, to stand out, to say, you know what? We need to be truthful, honest, patriotic, and we need to stand out. It's going to take courage and humility. And I would like I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming here. But I would like to see the humility from President Joe Biden, at least on the Democrat Party side. And I would love to see people stand out. I would love for us to really dig down and say, who's it going to be? You know? And we heard comments from George Clooney. And I'm just going to say, can that man just run? Let's go. I mean, I'm not that old, but I remember a particular actor who ran when I was a kid and did really well.
Absolutely.
Wasn't for my party and sure did a lot of damage. But hey, I actually think this guy could do it. Come on, man. Maybe we could say, I don't know, somebody. But somebody stand up and stand out. Set the model. Be the example.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah, boy, educated educators talking education. We're talking about Biden. Yeah, Earl Ingram, you name it. We're doing it, though. Transparency. We are trying to represent, though, all those others that are not being represented. 855-752-4842. When we get back, though, Johnny, will you guys be the judge if age got the best of me? Busted Pencils next.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The memo says we gotta work to make the facts fit the false charges. Pull the wool over the eyes of the filthy masses. Set the people in the back for the corporate choice.
Sometimes it's hard to come back when I hear this song. I just want to start dancing and moving. Because what we do want to talk about is Bust the Pencils, Fully Leaded.
Education Talk, Educated Educators, Talking Education, the number 855-752-4842. A little reflection on President Biden, civic media's transparency, putting it forward. Earl Ingram, Johnny Lupinacci, Democracy in Action, civic media right there. And a little discussion on aging. And I started Busted Pencils at the top of the hour with going, this one of these educated educators might have got himself educated today in a way, Johnny, that I'm kind of really embarrassed and even potentially concerned about my own, you know, kind of ability to handle things. I got scammed today, dude. And in a way that is really kind of like going, like I've had people go, you fell for that? And it happened, dude. I'm sitting on my front porch, you know, just relaxing, because guess what? We finally had a break in the weather here in Ohio. It's like 80 degrees, no humidity. I'm sitting out on the front porch swing, and the phone rings, and I look down, you know, and you check this now. You almost always know, okay, spam call, spam call, spam call. But there was something about the number this time that made me go, maybe I'll pay attention. I didn't pick it up, but then it became a voicemail. It was a 608 phone number with a location in Wisconsin. And for the listener, yes, I spent 9 years living in Madison, Wisconsin. And so the idea that I was getting a phone call from the Madison area was a bit like, oh, wonder what that's about. And then the voicemail was like, hey, this is an urgent legal matter. Can you call us back? And I kind of went, that's where I started. I took the bait, man. I took the bait right there. And I made the call, and they were like, well, hey, is this Tim Slicker? I said, yes, it's me. Did you live at 593 Gray Street? And I was like, yeah, I did live there. And are you currently living at 18? I'm like, yes, that's where I currently live. What's going on? Well, did you know that that you signed a jury summons to appear, and you did not appear, and we now have a warrant for you for not appearing for jury duty? And it sounds like this, sir, that it sounds like that you were scammed and that you actually did not live in Wisconsin and that you didn't violate anything. But to get this fixed, we're going to need to have you go to the local sheriff's office so you can validate and verify your signature. And on the way there, be prepared to spend $2,000. Now, that'll get refunded back to you because we know this is a scam. We know you've been scammed, Tim, but we want to help you get this situated. Man, I fell for it, dude. I don't know what I got in my car and started driving to the sheriff's office thinking I'm going to go in and I got to get this cleared up right away because I didn't blow off jury duty. I didn't do this. And I know you're looking at me like going,
no, you
dude,
do your civic duty.
I was thinking, yeah, it's my civic duty. I did not. And that was where I kept thinking throughout the whole time. I'm going, I think I'm being scammed. I feel like it because I know I didn't sign any jury summons types of things from Wisconsin. I know that I didn't. But then I'm just thinking, like, I remember this one time when I was living in Madison and I was summoned for jury duty in Dane County and I had to miss it because of something else. And I'm like, I wonder if this got mixed up that day that I thought excused from jury duty. Maybe I didn't officially get excused from jury duty. I mean, why would they know I live at 180 where I live now? Did it? Man, and you know what happened? They gave me this thing, like, and this is where I knew I started feeling it fall apart. Before you go to the sheriff's office, we need you to stop at your nearest CVS. I know, Jess, you know. And they sent me a barcode with a CVS on it. And they're like, you know, you need to take this into CVS to get. And I went in, and the CVS person was like, sir, you're being scammed. Because it had happened in that CVS with our local sheriff's organ. And I felt really, really relieved when it happened because I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And then I started doing into the compounding effect of going, oh, my God, what's wrong with me that I fell for this? What's happening as I'm getting older? Is it my decline that was on display today that, you know, talking about President Biden and stuff, you know, did I get suckered into this? And we'll just put in there too, Jess was messing around and being kind of silly and sends me a text message going, well, that kind of happened to my great grandma and that's how we knew to give power of attorney to them. And I was like, oh my God, even Jess sees it. She knows. She's been seeing me declining over the radio show over the past few months. I'm in trouble.
You're okay, Sam.
I put this out there though for anybody to say it can happen to you. It can happen to you. Yeah. And I know people are, I can imagine right now a listener out there going, Tim, I cannot believe you fell for that. Or what, like, what was, I don't know, Johnny. Was it just that moment that it, some of the things rang a little bit true enough to go, I want to handle this. Lupinacci. Yeah,
a good scam works that way, right? I mean, I think we're all vulnerable at different times to these things. And it's easy to fall for some of that stuff. I mean, I've been a couple of times, Tim, almost on the same path. And I mine's been more like with my local bank.
Okay.
Where I'm just like, hey, would you guys ever send a text like this? Or would you ever? And they're like, nope, sorry, we don't do that. If you ever get something, just, you know, ignore it or report it to us. Same thing with my emails to my work email all the time. I get stuff that I'm like, this could be a thing.
Seems reasonable.
Know? Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, these are unfortunately at an all time high and they're sophisticated and they look real. I mean, the one I got from my bank used my bank's name, the logo, all of the stuff that looked real. And I thought, why would my bank need to know my social security number and all that? So Tim, it has nothing to do with your age. It has everything to do with the fact that, like, we are living in a moment where technology makes these things a little easier for folks to make sophisticated and real to us. Hey, man, what a great show. Sorry I missed the first half with you. Glad I was able to listen to it on the course with the fellas, right? Great stuff, Jess. Great stuff, Tim. Back tomorrow with really fun conversation. Great stuff ahead. Join us tomorrow. Busted Pencils. Fully Leaded Education Talk. Back at you tomorrow, Friday.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from our table at the RNC in Milwaukee, just outside the Fiserv Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair. Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.